Round one, fight!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Grim Reaper Gamers Reapercast. The Grim Reaper Gamers are a 25 and over gaming community with members spanning the globe playing games across all genres, but our roots are still in first-person shooters. Bring your thick skin, drink a choice, and grab your controllers. GRG members are on nightly with official community nights every Wednesday. Hello, and how the hell are you? It is time for another Reapercast. I'm Johnny Hustler, and we've got a full crew tonight, so let's not waste any time. Round the horn tonight. Joining me, as often he does, the grimmest of all Reapers, the man who the tomato meter is named after. He's such a wilting flower, he won't have an opinion at all tonight. Lala Calamari Jack, how the hell are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I think my reputation isn't correct. I'm a happy person. Always smiling, always cheerful. Nothing brings me more joy than running GRG.
Oh, yes. We thought Trump was full of shit this year.
So much love.
All right, the important questions tonight. What you playing? What you drinking?
I am playing a lot of Destiny Crucible. I'm still leveling my warrior in Warcraft, trying out the new expansion. Right now I'm drinking a local beer, Victory Fest beer. It's their Oktoberfest, and it's excellent.
Meant to get an Oktoberfest this week, didn't, so I'll have to have it for the next show. In chair number two, you poor fuckers. It's no longer video. You can't see his face. You can't enjoy the looks. The man from the Jersey Shore. You only get to hear his sexy voice. It's Grex. Grex, how the hell are you? What you drinking and what you playing?
It's a tragedy you can't see my voice. Should be a crime. I am drinking Empire Skinny Atlas Light, trying to finish off this last of the case that I bought for this stuff. It's good stuff. And lately, getting back into Destiny, and I just finished up the Battlefield 1 beta. And, of course, as always, Black Desert Online.
There's a shock. And joining us from the land below, where the wall is going up. He may have had another three kids in the last couple weeks. We don't know. We'll have to confirm that. But it's Tex. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks for having me again. I can't confirm the wall is going up, but I should be on the good side of it.
Also, so the other side.
No more. No. The good side of it. And no more kids. Don't you put that voodoo on me.
So we're still at 95?
96.
Oh, okay. So you have had one since the last show.
Was it 95 last show?
Uh-huh.
Even I can't keep up. Good grief.
What you drinking and what you playing, buddy?
I've been playing a lot of Destiny. You know, just trying to get ready for Rise of Iron, getting excited for that. Private matches have been great so far. I'm drinking water tonight. Shame.
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 This is why the wall has to go up. Well, once again, I can't get away from the damn local Devil's Gap jalapeno ale from Broken Bow nearby. Just so damn good. I can't get away from it, man. I got to get an Oktoberfest for 2 weeks. Just remind me, get an Oktoberfest for 2 weeks. There's actually one out of Omaha I've been wanting to try, so we'll have that for next show.
It's a great style of beer. It's my favorite.
It is. It's a very good beer. I was going to get Sam Adams, but I saw that a local one had an Oktoberfest out. So, and my boss tells me it's a real good one. So as far as what I'm playing, you know, a little bit of Destiny, but I just can't put down that dino filled crack pipe that is Ark. Just all over it. Still loving it.
Never seen you put so many hours into one game. I think you put more hours in the Ark than you've put into the entire collection of Xbox games you own.
I think the only game I've played more is Pac-Man, which Championship Edition 2 came out this week. I'm going to have to check that out, too. Anyway, so, well, Tex, that you say you haven't had any more kids, I guess we don't have a getting to know you segment to go to.
Yeah, sorry to disappoint.
We'll just get to skip right over to we're gonna skip right over to community night information. As usual, community nights are every Wednesday night, as mentioned a little bit ago. Refer to the calendar, the events site on GrimReaperGamers.com for more details. Monday Night Halo still going strong, Grex, Lala.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we had a pretty big party this time. Every Monday night it keeps filling up. We have different crazy ass games and whatnot. What was that one game we were playing, Grex? The infected.
It's the run.
Yes.
I forgot the name of the map, but the fact that they brought out the Forge browser is awesome now. So now you can finally search for custom maps and game types without having to add like 10 million random people. So
has anybody tried the Windows 10 Forge yet? That just came out last week.
No.
Okay. So
I've never touched Forge in the game. I can make a box in Forge, and even that's kind of shaky. So Forge isn't for me.
I will have to download that and see if I can play around with it a little for the next show. Community nights. Destiny's been pretty strong on community night of late. Private lobbies just unveiled.
That was wild. We had all three of us were in, me, Texas, and Grex. And we had about 14 people. We were rotating in and out, so we had a full room the entire night. It's just a lot of fun. I love Destiny PvP. It was great to play with clanmates.
So was it worth it, the 2-year wait?
I don't know if you'd say worth it or not, but you know it's good. They're listening. They're finally giving something people want. I know this group has been pining for it for a while, so obviously we're not the only ones.
Well,
it's pretty good. You know, private match. There's not a lot of options as far as customizing it, you know, to a T. But you know, it's not bad. At least it's there. So
yeah, they got the basics. You know, pick your map, pick your game type. Yeah, I can pick teams, that kind of thing. So,
I'm sure they'll be updating throughout the year on that before Destiny 2 comes out. They'll probably support that pretty well.
Do we ever find out whether or not... So you can complete bounties and things like that by doing the private matches, which is cool, and they give you the loot at the end as well. Is that staying, or do we know if that's...
The way I understand it, you're going to be able to complete bounties... there has been some people that are completing quests, you're not supposed to be able to do that, but I confirmed it last night. I have a last word quest, and it was slowly gaining renown, but it was gaining. But I'm sure they'll probably fix that, but yeah, the bounties should stay. And they're getting the loot. I mean, they did say that'll stay too. That, you know, it's not going to be anything real good, I'm sure, but weapon parts and glimmer.
Yeah, you never really got anything decent from the Crucible, so Iron Banner maybe, but I would like to see a couple of features added to it. The big one would be just to randomize teams in between games. I know like right now we can pretty much select, we can do like a pickup or whatever, people can move up or down, we can swap teams out, but I think a cool feature would just be just instantly randomize. You launch the game, you go into it, and teams are made on the fly.
All right, very good. Other community news, WrestleMania 2 is coming soon. Get signed up on the forums at GrimReaperGamers.com. We're doing customs, battle royals, ladder matches, whatever we can decide to do, depending on how many sign up. So create that freaky whatever that you're going to create and join in on the fun. Get signed up.
And we use Evob's character. He created an awesome wrestler. It's a legend. No stranger to... never mind.
To wrestling?
Yes.
Yeah, go with that.
And along the lines of Destiny, there is a Destiny tournament. That's a 2v2, right?
Correct.
No, I think we're going to see gauge the interest, because depending on how many people sign up, you may have to go a little bit larger. I think initially they were going 2v2, mm-hmm. but it may be 3v3, 4v4. We kind of want to make it so we can get enough games in one night, get everybody to play, and finish it out one night. So it's depending on interest.
One night tournaments work best.
Yes.
So that is October 5th. So again, forums.grimreapergamers.com. Sign up now.
Yes, and if you do sign up, please make every attempt to make it. It's a huge problem if you sign up and don't show. You know, we'll try to get subs and fill people in, but if you say you're going to go, be pretty sure you're going to be there.
Yep, make sure that you'll be there. It's always easier if you're sure ahead of time. I know things come up, but if we can kind of limit those as much as possible, not always perfect, but as much as possible, we're good to go. So it'll be a great time. A lot of people looking forward to this, like we said a little bit ago.
Yeah, we've been wanting this since the game was released.
2 years. So.
Yep.
2 freaking years. Thanks, Bungie. All right, let's get over to gaming news that affects the Grim Reaper gamers. PS4 has had a little bit of a rough week. The first little bit of news is that the mods that were long promised since E3, or actually since the original E3 that unveiled Fallout 4, that came to the Xbox that have been on PCs for years, will not be coming to PS4. Sony, with the block, said, no way, no how, they're screwed. You know what? It was a big selling point. They had, according to a developer, they had given the okay. They had told Bethesda, yes, you will have mods. And now the 180, as part of a rough week for Sony, what the hell were you thinking? I mean,
did they ever give a reason for that, or besides no?
No, the only thing we've heard outside of what Bethesda's announcement said was the anonymous developer that said, this was all get, they were all assured it would be fine, and then told no. The other thing that's concerning is Sony has let other mods through for other games. So what's the deal with Fallout? Why didn't they do it? Was it because they didn't get their palms greased or what?
Most likely.
Yeah, I'm gonna bet.
Yeah. They said something that, you know, one of the developers saying they weren't provided with the tools necessary in order to make the mods the way they want, and they weren't given the right access to the right tools. So they said, we're not going to support mods if it's going to be basically half-assed. So they said no.
Yeah. I mean, ridiculous, and Sony did not have the greatest last couple weeks. We'll talk a little more about them. Better news, Ark Scorched Earth, we'll try that again, Ark Scorched Earth, came out for the Xbox and PC. A lot of people have gotten a little nuts about the fact that a DLC, which is $20, has been released for a game before the game was actually out of early access. But a lot of positive feedback for the game and for Scorched Earth. I think it's a pretty good expansion. I mean, it's been a hell of a lot of fun. For $20 on top of the early access, I don't know. I've had fun with it myself. I mean, I can see where they're getting a little edgy about this, but I think also, you know, I think the thing is, and the reason that they gave for this coming out before early access is because they wanted to work the bugs out of getting these incorporated before releasing more, because there's going to be more DLC packs that are going to be different worlds that'll integrate with the system.
Well, I think what was it like? Most people weren't so concerned about the $20 DLC versus just getting the game itself optimized. I think the main issue is Ark is brutal on consoles, on PC, and I think if they would have made a step to optimize the game, make it run a little bit smoother, and then release this, I think people would be a little bit more on board with it, a little happier with it.
Yeah, about 50-50 from what I've seen. They did release some optimization patches along with Scorched Earth. There's still work to do. The center map got nailed, especially on PC, kind of ugly, but, they're still working on some patches for that. We've had to move to the island on my server 'cause it was just bad.
No, I looked at the trailer for Scorched Earth and I played a little bit of Ark. I mean, it looks amazing. I think that looks more fun than the original. I don't know. There was so much more to do. There's the dragons and there's stone guys. It looks a lot harder But
it is tougher because you've got the heat element. I was within the first 2 minutes I was out on the game. My character, they've introduced heat stroke to the whole deal. So you get this extra element that starts draining your health even worse once you get hot. And so, I mean, my guy, I mean, I died standing still. Yeah. I hadn't even gotten hit with anything. So you got to really work at one of the big hints is you got to work on your fortitude. That has to be about the first thing that you build up if you're going to play on the Scorched Earth map, because you need it. It's rough, but really cool animals, cool new stuff. The Adobe is really neat. It looks great. So, and it sounds like that this is going to be constantly supported with more expansion packs, different types of worlds. So it'll be interesting to see what new ideas they come up with along with supporting the main game. The big thing about Destiny, Rise of Iron trailer has been released. The Rise of Iron coming out next Tuesday, the 20th. A bunch of us are looking forward to it. Lala, you watched the, or you guys all watched the trailer in depth.
What trailer?
The Rise of Iron trailer.
What is this Destiny?
Yeah, never heard of it. Sorry.
You are my density.
Yes. There's a lot of things they packed in there that I found interesting. But the Flame Axe, it looks like everybody can use this Flame Axe weapon. It didn't look like it was class dependent. It looked like all three classes were able to use it, which I thought was kind of odd, but it was one of the things I noticed. They have new armor, which I'm assuming is going to be the new raid armor, and it looks badass. Mm-hmm. It reminds me of like a Warcraft style armor with the animations. You had fire, and it showed in your mask, it showed in your chest, and on your arms. So you had like it was animated fire. So it was kind of neat to or flames. It was kind of neat to see that. They have new enemies, but really to me, they seem like they were reskinned enemies from prior. I don't know.
They're reskinned enemies. It's basically the same enemies.
Kind of a pattern there with Destiny. We get the reskinned.
I was a little disappointed there. Let's get something new. I mean, Jesus. I mean, we've fought the Fawn, and then now they reskinned them to the Taken. And I mean, it's the same.
I think it's going to be a bunch of the same enemies that they're just infected with this virus.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is, yeah.
And I think that was really disappointing to me to see. They stated that they're going to have a new story. So this would be interesting because I'd be curious to see if they have the story in the expansion. Like, will we know what it is?
A story would be a new story.
I still don't know the story of the main Destiny game. I've read stuff on Reddit.
Taken King gave a little bit more coherent narrative, but still, it still
makes no sense.
Let me clarify that. A more coherent narrative than the original game. That's not saying that we have a real story here, but you know, they've taken some baby steps, but still, this is Bungie. We've expected more. Halo had a story from the get-go.
I just don't understand why they even like. I was reading something on Reddit about the story and like, why is this so complicated? I don't even like. Just aliens invade Earth, done, and move on. I mean, no one gives a shit. And oh my god, it's crazy. They said they're going to have a new competitive map, so new PvP maps and some new game mode. We have private matches, which they've already implemented.
Which are here, and so we can just squeeze right into. We can squeeze right into the next bullet point.
Texas random. Tuesday night,
right.
I did see a new scout rifle, which looked really kind of cool. I think it was a scout rifle. It looked like it was, the way it reloaded. And it reminded me of like the shot around that was like the Gjallarhorn. They shot it, it exploded, and then like all these little pieces tracked the target and blew it up.
By the way, smart move on Bungie's behalf to release, because everybody was assuming that Private Matches was coming out with Rise of Iron, and they really kind of threw things out and brought that out early. So I just wanted to say kudos for being smarter there, Grex.
I had to do the jammer wave and signal attention.
I think you had an epileptic fit.
Yeah.
or you're drowning. I don't know which.
Yeah, the new game type Supremacy for PvP is basically the the pickup off the kills from Call of Duty.
Kill confirmed.
Kill confirmed, yeah.
So, yeah, it's basically that mode, which should be fun for Destiny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that could be a lot of fun. I like kill confirmed anyway.
Yeah, I'm real pleased with the Crucible and, you know, the PvP in this game. And it's a little bit touching back on the private matches. Did you see how many maps they offer? I mean, I think somebody said 27. And they're putting 4 new ones out, I believe, for Rise of Iron. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a ton of maps.
Well, they've had 2 years to make it, so. All right, I'll get off the 2-year kick.
Also, if you pre-order, you'll get the Gallarhorn in black.
Yes, Iron Gallarhorn.
So that means Monday I'll order it.
I believe the Gallarhorn Wing, what do you call that, Sparrow.
Yeah, the scooter.
Yeah. Johnny, I do want to mention that you forgot to mention my Tuesday Destiny Night events.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Well, hey, you're here. You're here. Say it.
Yeah, so for the past couple of weeks, I've been running a weekly Destiny event for the reset. Yeah. This past Tuesday was private matches. I'm sure next week will be story and whatnot with the Rise of Iron dropping, but make sure y'all check that out on the forums and, you know, let us know you're going to be there for an event.
Once again, forums.grimreapergamers.com.
And one last thing for Destiny, yes. Real quick. I also was reading, and this is a rumor, but they may be working back in the old raids. I guess give some incentive to go back and play Vault of Glass.
Oh, did that just come out this afternoon?
Yes. Yeah. So it's nothing's confirmed, but they're looking at it, you know, giving people a reason. That's one of their priorities they're looking at doing. So.
You know, and for the most part over the past couple of weeks, the rumors have been pretty spot on. You know, with stuff that's getting out there that's actually gaining traction has all come true so far.
Yeah,
most, not all, but you know, the big things.
Vast majority.
And they've been teasing. Yeah, they've been teasing the new storyline in the Crucible lately with little buffs that get added, and that whole owl. What are they calling it? If you guys have read about that,
I saw the Twitch guy have it. Like the space goo around his head or whatever.
Yeah, the little fireflies buzzing around his head, and basically you get a buff, and it says, you know, you've been. Given this infection or something, or this transmission. And there's 3 different buffs you can get. So they've been teasing that now. So you can go into Crucible and you end up getting these buffs. And it happens after you kill somebody.
So they're copying pretty much what Star Wars did with the... Didn't they have the plague? The Rakul plague?
Oh, yeah, the Rakul plague, yeah. Yeah.
You would catch it, and then you have to go find someone to cure you within, like, what, 10 minutes or something?
Oh, yeah, you died.
That was leading up to something, but yeah.
Yeah, that was the negative effect versus a buff.
Yeah.
All right, moving on a little bit more about Sony's bad couple weeks. They had their PlayStation meeting last week that was really weird. I did watch this. They announced the worst kept secrets in all of gaming, the PS4 Slim and the PS4 Pro, which had been previously referred to as Neo. The PS4 Slim is basically a smaller version of the PS4. They did unlock HDR capabilities in all PlayStations with a firmware that came out last week. This Tuesday with the 4.0 firmware. They did allow all PlayStations, not just Slim and Plus and Pro, but the old PS4 to use HDR capabilities. So if you have an HDR set, you'll see a little bit better resolution. That said, the Slim, just basically a body design change, a little smaller version, a little rounded off instead of the angular look. But the big flop, in my opinion, was the PS4 Pro. It's 4K, yet Cerny basically confirmed it was up conversion, not necessarily native 4K. The big thing, no Ultra Blu-ray, or you know, Ultra HD Blu-ray drive. It's going to have a standard Blu-ray drive. So if you want UHD Blu-ray, forget it. This is not the console for you. $400, and yet Xbox Slim or Xbox One S, not, well, I guess it's the Xbox One Slim, but Xbox One S has that drive along with the 4K. So, as some dedicated Sony people have said, why? What's the deal? Why have it if it's not going to have the capability? And Microsoft jumped all over this on Twitter big time. They just knocked the shit out of Sony for it. Because, you know, the Slim, the Xbox One S that's out now already kind of outperforms, you know, I mean, other than a little bit CPU advantage, it outperforms this, you know, graphically, the PS4 Pro. The question is why? So, I know I'm the lone PS4 guy here, so.
What's a PS4?
it plays baseball.
Yes.
That's the big thing. Nice. And that's what I love about it. And that's why I'm staying with PlayStation along with my Xbox, because it's the only way to play a good baseball game. So we'll see, you know, when it comes out and performs, but right now, not the best reception, and Sony kind of dropped the ball a little bit. I think Xbox starting to race ahead a little bit. Ubisoft announced that the For Honor alpha test, another alpha, the second alpha test, isn't it?
I think it's the second
closed alpha.
Yeah, I think it is, but it's the first one I got invited to.
Right, so. First one you got an invite to, but I think this is their second total alpha test coming out this weekend, another test for the fighting battle type of game, For Honor.
Yeah, this I got accepted to it, and I was given 3 extra keys, and if anyone's interested, they can sign up. They have to create a Uplay account, and we can hand out the keys. It's console specific, so I can give out some Xbox Ones. We do have some PlayStation guys that have alpha invites. Mm-hmm. So if you were to sign up, get a Uplay, and if you're on that console, they can give you.
Do you have a PC guy with that, or is it just console? This,
I do not know.
I haven't heard on that one, so I haven't seen either one, but I haven't really signed up for that one.
I'd be curious to play this. They have 3 multiplayer modes to be added to this. They have a 1v1 duel, 2v2 brawl, and a 4v4 dominion modes. So I'm not quite sure what they are, and I'm looking forward to trying it this weekend because this game's a big if for me. It kind of looks like it'll be repetitive after a while, so this will give me a good chance to try it and see if I like it.
Is there an NDA? Has anybody heard?
No, there is none.
Okay.
And they're streaming it, so.
All right, so we might have a little more information in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. For an alpha, yeah. A lot of times you don't see an alpha without an NDA, especially Ubisoft.
Yeah.
Shit, I think half their games come out with an NDA.
They should.
Yeah. All right. Other news. Other news, if you're a cheap ass like some of us, or you have it on multiple consoles, Battlefield 4. All DLC is free to download until the 19th for Battlefield 4. If you have Battlefield 4, if you got it on one of the many sales, by the way, this is both consoles, PS4 and Xbox One. If you've been holding out, download it. Good DLC, great price. It's free. Doesn't get any better, guys. They aren't going to pay you.
Nope.
So, and I mean, tons of DLC. Yes, this game was broken as shit out of the box, but they have made up for it with this DLC. The premium, still worth it, but now, for you guys that have been held out, and with the new dashboard for Battlefield, which is going to incorporate, you know, Battlefield 1, Hardline, and 4, this is a great time to pick this stuff up in case you want to flip from World War One to modern day combat.
Yep.
Make an easy jump. I know I'm going to check. I got it all for Xbox, but I got to check PS4 and make sure. I think I might have one or two I need yet. I don't know. They've had these off and on free so much. I got to check.
Yeah, and I think that's what was confusing. We had a few nights where we play, and then someone have these maps, someone have those maps. And it was a giant pain in the ass. So now that clears all that out. Yeah. You know, you should have them all now.
So you got 4 days.
You're screwed.
You got till Monday. No excuse. Like I said, they ain't going to pay you. Grab it. And speaking of Battlefield, Battlefield 1 beta scored 13.2 million players. That That's a lot, isn't it, for a beta? I mean, that's a hell of a lot.
And 4 million actually got to play a game. Yeah, it's everyone's kind of hyped on. I mean, you got that whole Battlefield 1, I mean, the World War 1 change of pace going on. People want to check it out and see what's going on. It's a shame that beta just sucked. It was just so bad. It was unplayable. I think I played the one night and I was just done. I'm like, I'll just wait till the game comes out. Hopefully it's fixed and works. Because I'm not going to play this big pile of garbage.
By the way, stat that I get a kick out of here in the GamesRadar.com headline, in parentheses, and 62.2 million kills from horseback. Now, didn't
horses are OP?
Didn't we? Yeah, I was gonna say, didn't we say 2 weeks ago horses were OP?
Yep.
Yes, 62.2 million kills worth of OP right there. Well, I'm still looking forward to it. I mean, yeah, it had a lot of fits in that beta, but I'm looking forward to it. I mean, Battlefield.
I thought it was pretty fun. The map was all right. You know, the only one map kind of sucked. That you had to keep playing the same map over and over, but otherwise,
it always seems like they get a shitty map for, you know, it always seems like the shittiest map they have is what they unveil for the beta. I mean, Metro.
That map was terrible.
Metro wasn't one of my favorites, and it was on the Battlefield 4 beta.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, it's almost like, you know, set the bar low and then, you know, we show you real good shit once you buy it.
So, Texas, is what's more satisfying, getting a sniper kill or killing someone while on horseback?
Or having your 80th kill?
You know, okay, 96, 95, 80, I don't know. You know, I didn't care for the horseback stuff too much, mainly because I didn't get on one but once or twice. But you know, whatever. I'd rather snipe, you know. Much more satisfying.
When you start hitting someone, let me know.
Yeah. He's banking on those horses.
Well, hopefully I won't have to let you know because it'll be you. So I guess that'll be letting you know.
That's just rude.
He's going to shoot the horses. They're bigger.
I got to get you back, man. You shot me in the face 3 or 4 times I can think of last night in the private matches. So.
We still talking about Battlefield?
Hey, mind your own business.
All right. Gaming news is over. That's the latest news on that. On
that's
that,
it,
gaming
folks.
News is done. God, I got a belly laugh out of Jack. Holy shit.
I was expecting another thing. So. You lost your place. That's okay.
No, I didn't. I got it all.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mod, Scorched Earth, Destiny, PS4 Slim, For Honor, Battlefield 4, Battlefield fine. 1. We got them all. Mm-hmm. So we're down to the main topic, the roundtable topic, or whatever we want to call this. We need a better name for it, but go over to the forums at GrimReaperGamers.com. Give us some suggestions of what to call this. Roundtable sounds boring. So, yes. Our main topic for tonight. Has this gen screwed the average gamer? I mean, you know, there's been a lot of good things about this generation of gaming, but there's been a lot of shit. Have we been kind of screwed this time around? Are they getting a little big-headed, or are we getting kind of jacked around here? So let's talk about some of the things that have been really wrong this generation. Let's start with, we talked about Battlefield 1 and how it took a while to come out and play well. Broken games. We have seen a lot of broken games this generation, guys. And I'm not talking early access. I'm talking about $60 releases like Battlefield 4 that, you know, what do we have? 2 months of server issues, at least?
Yeah, I feel that, I guess, the rush to get the games out is just killing us as gamers. We're looking at games that come out in beta state at best. Battlefield 4 was a prime example. That was a disaster at start. And there's really no excuse for it.
Well, Battlefield 4, Destiny, which felt incomplete at release. Oh, yes. You know, Call of Duty's even been prone to bugs, and you know, you've said those are reskins. I mean, why should they be broken all the time? Server issues have been hell, guys. You know, we've had it. We'll talk about networks in a little bit, but you know, server issues on games. I thought we were supposed to get dedicated servers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, infrastructure costs a shit ton of money, and no one wants to pay for it. So, guess what? Customer loses.
Yeah, and as you said, Call of Duty. That's what's kind of surprising with Black Ops. Black Ops 3. It's really just a reskin of Black Ops 2, and it plays like it, and it looks like they didn't advance anything to the new hardware, and it just doesn't work. We do private matches for that, and it just does not work. It is broken. Voice chat's broken.
Oh, chat's been horrible in that game.
It doesn't work, and it's just there's no excuse for it. We're not at the first Call of Duty. How many of these? Every year you get a new one, and it's embarrassing.
In this gen, has Call of Duty had a good voice chat? Ghosts. Advanced Warfare, Black Ops 3, has the voice chat been worth a damn for any of them? We've had to party up, you know, use Xbox Party. We'll get into that a little bit later, but have any of them been any good?
None. They've been better than Black Ops 3. Black Ops 3 was it's completely broken.
Right, and that's the worst. That's the worst offender. But I mean, I guess I don't think any of them have been all that good.
Yeah. I don't know. I think the other ones were okay. They were serviceable, but nothing outstanding. But they're, like I said, once again, they're just reskins of previous Call of Duty.
I can't speak to the voice chat for different games. I don't think I even played online Ghosts. But I did want to say, with the reskin, I can't believe, like, you know, 3 Call of Duties on this gen. And yeah, it's just broken and... They're not reinventing the wheel every time a new game comes out. What's the big deal? I mean, obviously it's more than I know because I'm not in the industry at all, but this is with every single game.
And you have, when you buy a game, you have release day patches.
Yes.
That's if you're lucky. That's if you're lucky with a developer. I mean,
and those are just getting bigger.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my God, 15 gig patches sometimes. On day one.
Day one.
If you're lucky, it comes out the day before so that it loads with your preload.
Yeah, and day one patches are becoming the norm now.
They are. And, yeah, they're a crutch. Pure and simple, they're a crutch nowadays. Speaking of other broken things, firmware or the OS, whatever you want to call it. Let's face it. Does anybody here think that Xbox One's operating system is better than the 360 was that we left last gen?
I think it looks better, but that's about where it ends.
Right, but we're talking functionality.
Functionality. No voice messages, you know, management of friends. I think that's a big issue. I think I don't like the way that, well, I guess that's more of just a personal preference, but it doesn't alert if you follow someone. It doesn't alert them that you're following unless you look at the activity screen.
Oh God, friend requests are shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they tried to copy, I guess, the Twitter model with followers and things like that. And
but at least Twitter tells you somebody's following you. You don't get that. I get confirmation somebody I follow has followed me back, and that's it.
Yeah, you gotta look at the activity screen to see who's following you.
But I mean, yeah, you have to look at a whole separate category to see who's following you. You have to look at that. It has to be organized by date so that you know, because otherwise you don't know if they're following you until, you know, unless you follow and they follow back. Then that tells you that they're your friend. But they won't tell you first.
Yeah, I have a big issue too with the speed of the UI. I mean, it should be a lot snappier than it is. When you want to pull up your friends list or pull up this or that, it's just very slow and sluggish.
Yeah, they made a lot of improvements and it's gotten better, but yeah, it's definitely very, very slow at times.
There's no reason 3 years in that my Xbox should be stuttering, bringing up a friends list or stopping a game, shutting down a game.
No, well, your Xbox barely gets used, so it's kind of a little out of shape.
There's a lot of dust in there.
No, yeah, that means it's new. That means it's new. So it should be snappier than all yours.
It's fat and lazy, just sitting in the corner, ignored, crying.
Wow. Crying. Feeling lonely.
Wrapping his power cord around his neck, trying to commit suicide. Sucks.
Well, for one thing, I've been on ARC all this time, so.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's why it's still working.
All right, so we've talked about the firmware. We talked about broken games. Now, what about Xbox Live and PSN?
I think my biggest issue with Xbox Live is how often that fucking piece of shit goes down. I remember when we were doing clan nights or community nights, every Wednesday night, Xbox Live down. Service is down all the time. I don't think I've never remembered the 360 being as bad as that. It just wasn't even close. It just seems like this version just is crashing all the time. I mean, they blame like people DDoS them and whatnot, but like, come on. Like, you're selling Azure servers. You need to be able to get past the DDoS. So
I had an Xbox 360 for 5 years, played online for 5 years before I got the Xbox One. The Xbox One came out 3 years ago. I can count on one hand how many times Xbox Live went down for the 360. That service drops every major holiday now, at the very least. And don't get started on PSN.
It was dropping weekly every Wednesday night for clan night. We all get together, get ready to fire it up, looking forward to it. It's not working. So that's my biggest gripe about that.
So, yeah. And PSN has gotten worse, and they've even had the gall to add $10 to their subscription. And that thing's been shit. Well, and PSN wasn't great. Wasn't even good last gen. It's not any better now. So, sure, we want to pay extra. I mean, that thing, I mean, shit, they run maintenance at 7 o'clock at night. So, I mean, these networks have been terrible. All right, we're going to get to what the big bitch about Destiny was and other games. The beginning of the gen, they're starting to come around a little bit more now, but what they want to do, they wanted everybody to go to pub matches. What were they trying to do? They were trying to kill the clans. They were trying to kill private matches. They were trying to kill, you know, they wanted everybody out in the ecosystem rather than play their own games with their way, you know, get away from the squeaky little shits, any of that. I mean, you know, what were they thinking trying to force everybody into one big pot?
I don't know. I think they managed to convert a lot of people to think in that way as well. I mean, you look at like games like Overwatch, where you don't get anything. You unlock some imaginary level. Like, oh, I'm level 5. What the? Doesn't unlock anything. Doesn't give you anything. You might earn some shitty ass skin or wall spray, but people still, I gotta rank up. It's just in their mindset now. They're just like sheep. They follow into it. They would rather go online, play people to unlock this virtual bullshit.
Yeah.
And that's just, even Halo does it. You have Halo with the rec packs, and people are going there just to get these silly little armor skins. I got to have this armor skin. I got to play X amount of public matches so I can get it. I don't know. I miss the days back when we were playing on the 360, and it was custom games every night. I think I played Rainbow Six Vegas 1. At every night for like about, you know, 6 months or so, was custom nights. We had 16 people in the lobby, and I never played in the public. It was just always private matches.
Yeah, we played a lot more private matches back in the 360 era. And I think it's starting, you know, they're starting to come around with it a little more. You're starting to see it more now. Destiny, even, you know, Bungie finally relented. I think we'll see more of it coming up, but yeah, they stumbled flat out, plain and simple. All right, we talked about PS4 Pro, we kind of brushed on We brushed on the Scorpio. We're getting new console offerings mid-generation. What are they thinking? Are they screwing up the marketplace here? Are they just trying to get more cash out of us? Do they think they haven't milked us quite dry enough yet? Texas, what do you think about these mid-gen upgrades, which is really blurring the line between PC and console?
You know, it really scares me. I didn't get Xbox One until like 8 months after it released. But so, I'm a little newer than some of you guys, but it's only been 2 years I've had mine, and they're already coming out with new things. Like, I do like that they're coming out with larger larger memories. I guess that's how you say it.
Memories.
Yeah,
big boobs. Cool.
Console. Yeah. You know, the 500 gigs didn't get you anywhere hardly. But I mean, I guess it seems like a money grab, honestly. And how many people are saying, "Oh, I got to upgrade"? And I caught myself looking into the what are the trade-in values, and I got to tell myself, "Man, you just bought this thing. You don't need to do that." You know.
Well, you can always get an extra hard drive and slap it on your Xbox.
Potato.
Yeah. And to be honest, I think the external drives perform better than the internals.
Well, it gives me an excuse there. If y'all are playing games I don't like. Like, oh, sorry, dude, only got 500 gigs.
I say, sorry, guys, I only got 3 terabyte.
You know, I've entertained the Slim, but that's because I think my Xbox is on its way out, and I want to maybe try to unload it so I can get the Slim. Eventually, I'll make that move. But I don't know. I remember years ago I had the Sega Genesis, and they came out with the Genesis 32X, the add-on thing. And what, they make 3-4 games for that?
They didn't make that much. That thing was a flop.
So you're coming out with new hardware for the Slim and then for Scorpio later on. How are developers going to design games that'll run to take advantage of that and not code for the original Xbox? They're going to go for the main box to get everybody. I don't see the advantages that the new consoles will have. I don't see them being taken advantage of. I don't think they'll be using them. I don't.
Well, one semi-confirmation by Sony was that in multiplayer, frame rates would be held to whatever the original PS4 could handle. They won't be boosted. They didn't want to give an advantage to the newer consoles. Now, here's my question. Greg, so I'm going to have you lead off with this one. What kind of confusion in the marketplace do you think this creates?
It creates a lot, because people are going to be asking, you know, about backwards compatibility and you know, using all their older games and stuff like that. So I think it's gonna cause a lot of issues. Even if all the same games play and stuff like that. So people are gonna wonder, why do I need to upgrade and stuff like that. And you know, me speaking from a PC, you know, I like to play around and always get the latest gear and stuff like that. The early adopter kind of market will get it, but as far as the general public, they're gonna be asking a lot of questions. Why I need to drop all this money for a new box?
Yeah, I mean, we're looking at potentially 5 consoles out. Xbox One, Xbox One S, next year's Scorpio. PS, you know, there's still old PS4 stock. Then there's going to be the PS4 Slim, and there's going to be the PS4 Pro. I mean, what the hell? I mean, soccer mom is not going to be able to figure out which one to get her kid for Christmas.
Poor soccer mom.
Now, did they say they were going to still sell the original Xbox One, or is it basically just going to be the S and Scorpio?
Well, I think S and Scorpio is what they're putting out now, but let's face it, they're still trying to get the old Xbox One bundles off the shelves. You go out to Walmart, Best Buy, GameStop, whatever, they're still selling, you know, or even if you go online to Amazon or Newegg, they're still selling and trying to clear out those bundles with the old, because they still got the old Xbox Ones.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, get rid of that old inventory. Absolutely.
So that's why I said 5 consoles. Possibly 6 if you consider PS4 versus Slim. you know, PS4 sold a little better early on, but they didn't sell out. All right. Now here's the one. We already know I hate this one. This has been well documented. Pay to win. The need to throw extra money at a $60 game to get ahead. Grex, I think you had this first one. This first bullet point here about the endless grind.
Yeah, so games are looking for more revenue stream. Keep their shit on the shelf longer, period, right? And the only way they think they can do that is to add, you know, content into the game that keeps the player going. And in most cases, it's a grind kind of mechanic. You know, you need to farm something, you need to do this, craft something like that. So now the hardcore gamer, he can bust, you know, through that in, you know, week, month time. But for a casual gamer, it takes, you know, a couple months. Now the casual gamer is now left behind. So they put in something that says, well, we can increase our revenue stream and we can give the casual gamer a reason to speed up his ability. Problem is the hardcore gamer is going to go for that more than the casual gamer will. So, you know, usually it just ends up, you keep, you know, getting that bigger gap between what a casual gamer is and what a hardcore gamer is in games. And personally, I don't mind a cash shop if it sticks to cosmetics. When you start getting into things that increase your, I guess, your standing, or your ranking within the game, then we have issues. You know, I don't think that plays fair. So now you got people emptying their wallets into games. Mobile is the biggest offender of this, in that most of the games on the market are pay to win, and they don't even you know, pretend to not be that kind of model. I mean, it is just blatantly obvious that if you want to succeed in this game, you need to pay us money monthly in order to survive.
Yep.
Or else, why even play the game?
All right.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I don't even have a single game on my phone. I can't tolerate that. That being said, I'm an offender of pay to win a little bit in Guild Wars 2. I've bought gold like crazy. Because I sure as hell am not going to go grind my ass for weeks on end to buy a fucking new sword. I want that shit now. So, yes, I'm kind of guilty at that. I'll bitch and moan about things about being pay to win. But at the same time, I'll pay to win. I don't know.
Tex, I'm so bad. Tex, let's discuss here. Time. Jobs, families, responsibilities. How does that make you feel as a gamer, that you can't always spend all the damn time on it, and then they throw that little carrot out at you, trying to sucker you in?
Well, I happen to like carrots, so not a good analogy. But no, right, you know, I'm pretty fortunate, to be honest with you. With 96 kids, I have quite a bit of time to play, believe it or not.
Where the hell did you find the time?
I feel like I'm a little bit more than casual, but even I look at a game like Destiny, like, it's just such a huge mountain to climb. So I can understand, you know, the people wanting to do that. I don't agree with it. I'm not going to be one to purchase anything like that. I'm like Grex. If it were a cosmetic only type of deal, then sure. But I can easily see, you know, a very casual person wanting to do that. But, you know, it's not for me. But
well, hold on a second. Texas is the same guy that lets his kid farm the moon to look for helium fragments or filaments, whatever it's called.
Yeah, hey,
all the time. Listen, lets his kid patrol.
You know, the kid wants to play. So, sure, you can play. But while you're playing,
he's not pay to
why
win.
Don't you do this?
I have actually considered that.
Also, I'm not even kidding. Like I think I had a Venus Patrol bounty the other day, and I said, here, you want to play? And came back later, and he was done playing, and I had the bounty complete. So,
you know, it kills me. My kids wouldn't even do it. I tried. I considered it. I said, hey, you guys want to play this? You know, why do we want to do that for you? We want our own characters. Ingrateful little shits.
Speaking of Destiny,
put a roof over your head, give you an Xbox controller, you still bitch.
Destiny will be offering the pay to win as well.
Yep. Is it another boost?
Going that route, mm-hmm. You get the boosts for a dollar or so. You can buy whatever 100 silver and unlock shit.
Yeah, you know, I don't know when they implemented the Crucible and Vanguard and House of Judgment ret boosters, but I know it's fairly recently. But you know, they drop them randomly in those Starling treasure packages or. Mm-hmm. Whatever they are, and
yep,
I'm not sure if they're going to stop dropping them, and you have to buy them now, or if they're going to drop them a lot less to incentivize. You know, it's only a dollar. You know, not a big deal.
Yeah, I would say at least the latter, if not the former. I will say I will give them credit. Activision took a year longer than I thought they would. I thought within year one we'd see pay to win shit. I believe if we look back on one of these shows, I probably have that documented. So at least they waited an extra year, but they still decided to prove they were bastards.
Well, it's not entirely too bad. I mean, look at Grand Theft Auto with shark cards. That's pay to win.
Well,
and now you get DLC for free. Of course, to buy anything, you're going to really kind of need to get a shark card or two, but...
Yeah, but, you know, I feel like you can play the game a lot more. And maybe maybe this stuff on Destiny will prove to be the same. Maybe they will prove me wrong. I don't feel like I have to buy that. And I didn't really feel compelled to buy those shark cards until, like, about the third major DLC that came out for free. So yeah. That was more of a, shit, you're going to throw all this at me? Here's $20.
Yeah, and here's Halo has as well with the rec packs, and I don't know if Grex has done. I've not bought a rec pack. Well, I bought the one to get the skins.
Yeah, I bought one, and that was to get the helmet, the Geordi helmet.
Yeah, but as far as like to get the rec packs, I mean, you play a few games, you have enough money to buy the rec packs.
Yeah, it accelerates slightly, but it's not, it doesn't feel like you need to. And I think we're getting to the next point here, which is the games that have the dull ass game mechanics that make you feel like, oh my God, I can't bear another minute of this shit. Where's my credit card?
Isn't that BDO? Black Desert? No.
No. No. Was that?
Considering Grex lets him run 24/7. Yeah, he wasn't paying attention because he was playing BDO.
He's fishing.
What's a good example of that? Well, I mean, Destiny felt a little grindy at times. I think
Destiny was no grind. I mean, you guys have no clue. Play a full-fledged MMO to understand. Well,
I was gonna say you might have to go to PC to get to more of that.
Just pick
more
up
of that.
Any current Korean MMO, like Black Desert Online, and you will see what a grind is. Destiny is nothing.
Hey, I barely have time to play Destiny. I can't play that shit.
You're too busy pooping in Ark.
It's a great poop. Satisfying poop.
Go eat some narco berries. Throw some poop around.
All right, so and then we've kind of touched on this a little bit to kind of close out this little bit here. Paying to keep up with these little shits that don't have a life. I have one upstairs, probably right now, sitting on something. Battlefield, I think, is his latest addiction, or maybe back to Call of Duty. I don't know which, but. Where he's just, you know, they're sitting there and they could play all damn night while I'm trying to keep a roof over their head. You know, what? When you're paying $60 for a game and then you have to pay this extra to keep up with everybody, what's the deal? Tex?
I hate it. Honestly, I do.
It feels very onerous.
I tried to educate.
It's all about money, and that's what, it's a shame. I mean, this stuff is, you know, we pay so much money for the game, the console, latest and greatest and just constantly finding ways to milk us. It's unfortunate. I get it. It is a business. I'm not, you know, naive to that, but it really does make you appreciate the Halos and Grand Theft Auto, even though they have the, you know, minuscule add-ons. But, you know, they give you content, at least.
All right. I'm going to end this with a question for the group. We'll go around the table on this one. Do you feel like, okay, the last great crash in gaming was 1983, when Atari got a little too big for its britches and decided to, you know, crank out shit constantly. Gaming collapsed, eventually was saved by Nintendo with the NES. Do you feel like with all these things combined right now, do you feel like we're maybe getting close to another fall for gaming, or do you think this train's just going to keep on rolling? Jack, let's start with you on this one.
No, I don't think that we're going to crash. Gaming industry just generates way too much money to even allow that to happen. People are it's so big. Everybody has Xboxes, PlayStations, PCs. I think that you may see a shift. I think people are going to start. People are already fed up with pay to win. So they're trying to mask that better. I think the bigger issues are the broken games or the promises that they say they're going to give and don't deliver on, like issues like Destiny promised the world and only gave you a fraction of what they wanted, what they said. I know that burned a lot of people. So I think those are going to be the bigger issues. And I'm hoping that maybe you're going to see a smaller developer, like take advantage of that and create something better. Back like when Counter-Strike came to the market, it was just college kids that wrote a stupid mod and it completely changed FPS shooters. You know, it was just a Half-Life 1 mod. These kids wrote it in their college dorm, and it was a tremendously huge game at the time. So I'm kind of hoping something like that comes. I don't know if that'll happen. You know, I was looking at Star Citizen, and that looks like that's massively pay to win. So I don't know if that's going to be the game. So who knows? But it's going to be from a smaller indie dev. You're not going to get it from one of these like Activision or EA, DICE, Ubisoft. You know, they can't see past the pay to win. They're going to release stuff on time, regardless of whether it works or not. They just don't care.
All right, Grex.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I mean, it's just gonna continue the way it is right now. I think the market is huge. The entertainment. The way things are going. I do like Microsoft's model a bit, with them tying the PC with the Xbox together and the way they're trying to control the living room and add a lot of functionality into the Xbox versus the PC, so that a lot of cross-platform stuff can happen and unify that side of the house, and I think that's gonna provide them with a very large advantage. And I think we're already starting to see some of the benefits of that with apps and things like that, on how they bridge that gap already. So yeah, it's definitely not going anywhere, that's for sure.
All right, Tex.
Yeah, I'm gonna echo what these guys say. I don't see it changing. I mean, why? It's working. People are going to complain no matter what they do. So might as well make money and let them complain, you know, from their point of view.
Okay. I'm going to go a little against the rest of you. Here's why. I don't think it's going to be a crash. Not a full-blown fuck gaming like 83, like the end of the Atari era did. I see a slump, but I think where we see that slump is, you know, we're in a phase two right now. We had this gen start with the Xbox One and the PlayStation 4. Then Microsoft tried to catch up a little bit. They've come out, you know, they dropped the Kinect, they bundled it up, dropped the prices. Still pretty good for the gamer. Now all of a sudden, Xbox One S, Xbox One Scorpio next year. PS4 Slim, PS4 Pro in November. On top of what's already floating out there at stores right now, all the stock that's still out there, I really think the confusion in the marketplace is going to cause people to say, I ain't buying crap. And I think it's going to be that third phase when they decide, you know, we want the next upgrade from Pro, PS4 Pro, and Xbox One Scorpio. We're looking at that next boost. People are going to be so confused. They're going to be like, why bother? You know, everything's still backwards compatible. We're just going to keep getting the games for what we got. I think that third phase of console is where you're going to see it. So we're still looking at a few years before we see the ramifications of this, but I see a slump coming. At least outside the hardcore gamer. And let's face it, that's who drives the market, the casual.
Yeah, it'll be interesting, especially I'm still baffled with this Xbox Scorpio and this virtual reality. I think that's going to be the big flop, if that's when you'll have your little crash.
Yeah, I mean, VR, I think, is going to be like move, especially if people are start reacting with motion sickness and stuff. I mean, you know, some people just can't handle that shit.
I'm thinking VR is going to be similar to, like, with 3D and stuff like that. I don't know. Maybe it's just because I'm getting old or something, but I don't see it really taking off that much.
You know, I think the cool factor of it is what's going to get most people. But when you get down to it, it's to me, it's like the Wii. I mean, the Wii came out. I was like, wow, this is awesome. Turns out if I wanted to go bowling, I would go bowling. So I can't imagine that being something that sustains and, you know, drives the market. It's all going to come back to the console at some point. You know, and not obviously it's on a console, but, you know, back to basic controller and normal gaming, I should say.
Well, and let's face it, you're looking at least an $800 startup fee for that. I mean, if you want a good VR experience, the lowest you're going to pay is $800 because you need the PS4 Pro with the PSVR. Those are $400 a piece. So you're looking at $800. Who's going to pay that? What, you know, who's going to get that for their kid for Christmas? I'll tell you what, my kids ain't getting it. I ain't getting it for myself. I ain't going to get it for them.
Such a bad father.
Yeah. Cheap ass as hell. You know what? I got three Xbox Ones in this damn house. So they got plenty of gaming.
That's a nice investment right there.
Yeah, I was going to say, give Jammer some more ammo.
No, well, one's mine. One's for the rest of the kids. And then my kid bought one. My 13-year-old bought one with all his summer detasseling money from his summer job. And he wonders why he doesn't have a girlfriend anymore. But
don't.
That's all right. Sounds like she went a little crazy. He was better off with the Xbox.
Well, they are coming out with a new game, How to Be a Woman or something like that.
Oh, God. Bruce Jenner, the video game. Anyway.
Wow.
My wife just pulled a gunny's wife on me. I look up and there's titties.
Never happens to me. All right, let's close this baby out. Want to welcome. We've had a handful of new members. Some people. Google seems to be our friend of late. I've seen a lot of "I found your site" searching on Google.
Yeah, I think we got our SEO right. I don't know.
Apparently, because
people searching for potatoes that often.
Two top searches: potato and. Damn it, I'm sick and tired of putting up with these effing kids while I'm playing my Xbox. All of a sudden, hey, Grim Reaper Gamers right up top.
How to grow potatoes.
GRG, oh, look at that.
Hey, they play Xbox.
I have one of those. Anyway.
Welcome. Welcome, folks. Can't wait to get you in the games. Extra Life is coming November 5th. Let's get to donating, folks. It's for Children's Miracle Network. They help the kids. They're trying to get rid of shit like cancer. Check out the forums at GrimReaperGamers.com. Under gaming, we got the Extra Life forum. Or actually, general discussion, I'm sorry. We have the Extra Life sub-forum. Get in there. Find the hospital nearest you. Donate. It's a great cause, and we're looking to see, I think, what, it was about $7 million last year? We're looking to break that. We got 2 months, folks. Let's get it done. Next show, September 29th, and maybe we'll have some information. We'll probably have a review of Rise of Iron. We can guarantee that much.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe.
It's got guns, and it's good.
We hope.
I like it.
Check out the Facebook page at facebook.com/GrimReaperGamers. Check out the forums, forums.GrimReaperGamers.com. Check out Twitter, GRG, or GRGamers, .com. Also, we're on player.me, the up-and-coming social network for gamers. We got a presence, so look at player.me and search for Grim Reaper Gamers.
We are also on Xbox Live, the preview program.
Yes.
We have a new Xbox One gaming group. Do a search for Grim Reaper Gamers, and you can see that if you have the preview program, which I do not.
That's your own damn fault. You pissed off Bill Gates. That's all I can figure. Maybe Steve Ballmer. Steve Ballmer seems a little touchier.
He must be. I don't know.
You know what you did? You probably laughed at that video where he was dancing around on stage trying to hype up everybody. Everybody's seen that thing.
I didn't even look at that one. Can I pay to win this? Pay to win the preview program?
I don't know who you pay. You know what? I got a brother out in Seattle, or else we could ask Mish. He's out there. Maybe he knows somebody you could pay.
Yes.
All right. Grex, Tex, and Lala, thank you so much for joining us on the show. Want to thank everybody for listening. Our little schedule still says watching. Remember, smack a peen on that subscribe button on YouTube. Check out our past episodes. Check out our videos. Check out Shenanigans on the YouTube channel. Check us out on Twitch. Presence on Beam.pro. That's coming to Twitch. Microsoft shortly. Coming to the Win 10 and Xbox as an app. Audio version is on iTunes and Google Play. Check us out. The audio seems to be getting some pretty good play. So for Lala, Grex, and Tex, this is Johnny Hustler saying, have a good week. Stay safe. Get your game on. Don't game alone.
And...